Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReynolds.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. On this episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show, we tackle one big question, but it's an important question. We talk about how we would tell the general public, how we're trying to teach the general public what it is that we do as a physical therapist.
The Ask Mike Reynolds Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show. We're up at Boston. No,
yes,
we're
we
in
are.
Boston. We're not at, but we're in Boston.
We are in Champion PT, technically.
State of mind.
At Champion PT and Performance. Lenny Macrina, Dave Tilley, Mike Scudito, Dan Pope, mixing it up a little bit.
Mind blown. Keeping
the intros fresh
mind
for everybody. We're here. We actually, we had a good episode. One kind of question. I thought it was a big enough question that I think we could spend a little time, perhaps, maybe on it. But I thought it was a good thought provoker from
a doozy.
I think it was from a student too, right? So we'll get there. But is that good?
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
Yes.
All right. Wheels are falling.
Who wants to introduce the students and come up with a nickname? Because I'm out
Dan's
of
got it.
I'm out
yeah,
of
I
idea.
I don't have it.
Dan's got it.
I'd like to introduce Alicia Noah's Archangelo. She is from St. Francis University in middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. It is a Jesuit school for those that believe in the Jesuits.
I thought it was Francis.
We also have Pope Andrew Kirschbaum, also known as K-Bomb. He is from the Oakland University in the middle of nowhere, Michigan. Don't drink the water. It is not affiliated with California.
I think Lenny's going to do the student intro. That was awesome.
Zinger.
So is he officially K-Bomb?
I mean, his last name is Kirschbaum.
That is pretty good. K-Bomb. All right. K-Bomb it is. All right, one question. Who would like to do the honors?
I got it. Jenna from Flagstaff.
Wait. Buck up. Rock, paper, scissors. Wait, is it rock, paper, scissors? Or is it paper, rock, scissors?
Definitely not paper, rock, scissors.
Which is it?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Wow.
Let's make sure everybody can watch.
Paper, rock, scissors.
All right. All right.
No! Crushed him.
2 out of 3. No.
All right.
9 out of 11.
Jenna from Flagstaff.
Wait, did she win?
Yeah.
Oh, so she gets to do it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right,
Jenna from Flagstaff. We got it.
Just finished up my school's professional development seminar. One of the biggest things that we talked about was the fact that not many people know what physical therapists do, and we as a profession don't have a concise way of informing people what we do.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
In your opinion, what would be your elevator pitch informing the public about what a physical therapist is or does?
Pretty neat. Professional development class. And I'm trying to paraphrase it so we all understand the question well. So said an issue with physical therapy right now in the general public is that people don't have a good understanding of what exactly we do, right? You said that right? So why don't we actually start with you guys, the students? Have you guys talked about this yet in your programs? Have you guys addressed this? You may not have.
I mean, I think we've it wasn't formally talked about, but we did talk about the lack of understanding. Like a lot of people just think we're masseuse.
I know when I went to PT school, everybody wanted a massage. When everybody found out I was in PT school, everybody said, you can get a massage.
And that's what we talk about.
I don't think I had that.
Yeah, I remember them.
I can see that they just think we're glorified massage. There's a good meme or whatever going on the internet about what I do all day, what my patients think I do, what my parents think I do all day. Did you guys cover that at all?
I don't think we directly covered it, but I think it has a lot to do with when the patient comes into the clinic, making sure that you're explaining the whys behind what you're planning your treatment on and how you're doing your assessment and kind of just giving them a good understanding of what you're doing, what your goals for them are over the course of the treatment, and just making sure you're on the same page. And I think throughout your treatment, you're telling them, you're talking back and forth with the patient on what you're doing, why you're doing it, and kind of giving that information throughout the course of their treatment.
So it would be your elevator pitch.
Oh, I like that. That's good, though. But I think,
I think about it.
Want to know your. I'll stall for you and let you talk. But I like what you said there. It's you know, when you're there in front of the person, obviously you can establish yourself as, I don't know, expert. I don't know if that's the right word, but you're scientific, you're medical or something. You can establish that you're there to help them. I think that's the easy part, right? Or maybe it's just easy for us, we're experienced, but that. It's the general public. It's that you don't know why you need to go to PT.
Right.
That we have a huge.
You strain your back. You have back pain. You go to a chiro. It's. I feel like it's almost automatic. Unless you go to a doctor and they send you to PT. I feel like most people that we have, I see a lot of the back pain. It's. I've already gone to a chiropractor because that's who I thought treated backs. It was not even a thought of going to a PT, which is sad for us. Chiros do a lot better at marketing themselves and getting their name out. Than us as PTs. We tend to rely more on doctors and referrals, depending on the state you're in and the laws. But you know, I think we definitely, I definitely agree with the person that, that asked the question that we struggle. It's bad.
My last year in PT school, like APTA was just like rebranding their entire like mantra to this exact problem. They were saying it's like we're medical providers who specialize in like movement. We're movement experts. So like they were trying to encapsulate like not just pain, but like performance issues or mobility problems or whatever it is. So it seemed like they were trying to be like movement experts was like buzzword tagline.
Right.
They did start shifting towards that. So, all right. So let's do an exercise then. Let's say you're about to, all right, let's make it an elevator pitch, right? You're a physical therapist. You're in an elevator, right? And somebody asked, they're like, you know, this is like marketing 101, by the way, but they just ask like, oh, what do you do? Right. I think you're, you know, the answer tends to be, well, I'm a physical therapist. What's your elevator pitch? You got 20 seconds, you know, which is a long elevator ride. Right. But you got 20 seconds to try to summarize what you do as a physical therapist. Who wants to start? And I threw you in the mix. Everybody think. While Dan goes.
All right, this is fine because, I mean, I feel like we do this on social media and our websites all the time, right? It's like you're branding yourself, trying to, you know, obviously do what other PTs are doing. My big thing is, like, I'm the guy that helps you get out of pain and back to doing the training that you love, right?
Love it.
And that comes to, I mean, you could definitely expand upon that, but really people come to me when they're hurting and they can't do things they like to do, and I'm their guide on the way back to doing that stuff.
That's so fantastic. That's a good one. That's a good one for the profession of physical therapy. That's also quite specific to Dan's passion and niche, right? So I think that's pretty good. Who wants to go next?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, just if it was going to be a quick 10-second, 15-second, it's I can help you. I'm going to assess your movement and get you back to the things that you are passionate about. So if it's fitness, yes. But if it's walking up a hill, if it's walking up your steps in your house and you can't do it, anything that you want to do, I can try to help you move a little better and maybe get a little stronger in doing it.
Love it.
Give you the confidence to do it.
Wow. That's big. You just added a little psychological stuff. Yes, that's
not
what I'm talking physical. About. All right, Mike, it's your turn.
Oof, two good ones there. I think it almost boils down to we help people achieve their goals, whatever that may be. So if they have something that they can't do, we can help them get back to that. And that's basically what you guys just said. I think that's kind of what I would leave it at.
Dave?
Not really.
Good. That was good.
Building off them, I always tell people, like, I'm a medical provider who helps people have, like, healthier, more successful careers or lives. Like, whatever they're trying to do, whether it's, you know, gardening or whether that's, like, you know, pro baseball.
Walking up a hill.
I think the medical part of it, I think that's important.
Yeah, I think saying like I'm a medical provider
medical
who...
training that goes into being a physical therapist and that we have, you know, pretty good knowledge in a lot of medical conditions.
I think the other part that I always try to emphasize too is not just like we're going to treat and help you, but like we're consultants. Like I consider us to be way more consultants and educators now than ever before. Like half the time in here we spend with people is teaching them about how we're going to help you get better and help you kind of, you know, I mean, that's a setting we work with, but I think people always expect a massage or like stim or whatever. Like, no, like we're trying to consult with you about what you can do for yourself.
A lot of talking. We do a lot of talking.
Yeah, I
noticed.
I think we've had a lot of consistent messages here. I don't think the problem is people like us, and it's probably not the people listening to this podcast, right? The problem is that, I don't know, the small percentage of PTs that listen to this podcast, right? Like, it's probably everybody else. You know, not everybody wants to specialize in outpatient orthopedics or sports medicine or something like that. So everything you guys just said was fantastic for us and for you, right? But it's not good for maybe a pediatric guy or a neurology PT or something like that. You know, it's different from them. So I think part of our identity crisis is that we're a huge profession. Yeah. Huge profession, right? And I think, you know, we got to do a better job. One of my beefs that we always say about physical therapy is people think you either need to be broke, like completely, like you just shattered something, yeah, or you just had surgery to come to physical therapy. Nobody wants to come proactively, right? So, you know, my elevator pitch, it's you go to my website right now, it's big, bold words that are just sticking right there. Hi, I'm Mike Reinold. I help people move better, feel better, and perform better. I think I said that in the wrong order, right, from what's on there. But that's it. That's what we do. I help people feel better, move better, perform better. Fix it on that, right? And now, there has to be a second question to that, though. So this is marketing 101, but this is what we need to do as a profession. Okay, that's what we do. Now the question is how. Right? So you got to say, then that's where I think we put it together. So what do? I don't provide physical therapy because that's not helpful. I help people feel better, move better, and perform better. How do I do that? I do that with an integrated approach to, you know, whatever. And like, you can list that out. It depends on the person. Like an integrated approach behind, you know, manual therapy and performance training, whatever it may be for that type of thing. But you got to say what it is we do, you know, for the person, right? And how we do that. And I think that's really where the elevator pitch has to go. So even the APTA is, how do we do? Well, we help people, what is it, like achieve their movement?
They say we're movement specialists.
Great.
Movement experts.
Okay, so what do you do for the patient, right?
Yeah, and they say it's through integrated exercise and, you know.
And that's how we put it together. So,
let's see, 2020.
Yeah, that's 2020, right? It's almost 2020, by the way, and I don't think we've really fulfilled much, but we might want to review that
list.
We might want to review that list. I just got uninvited to CSM. I just got an email from CSM. Like, all your platforms were rejected. we have to revisit that. It's hard to say that. It's really hard to say that when we're such a diverse, you know, thing. I still think the future of our profession is probably closer to what the physicians are doing. I don't know if anyone else agrees with me. I don't think the APTA necessarily agrees with me, but like, it's like we can all be generic PTs, right? That's like a PCP, right? Where you're ready for anything and you can see a variety of things, right? But then there's also specialists, which require additional training and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're not set up to do that. The APTA is trying, right? And they're coming up with clinical specialties. They're coming up with residencies. We're getting there, but we're, you know, we have to tell the public that we're specialists in something. So, you know, if you want to be a sports physical therapist, there should be, you know, a track and additional provider for that. If you want to be neuro, if you want to be peds, you want to be geriatrics, you want to be strokes, whatever it may be, like, you put all those things together, there should be additional things just like the physicians, right? And I think that would help, right? You don't go to your knee surgeon and ask him about your heart, right? And I think every person knows that, right? Like, nobody asks their knee surgeon about their heart. So they've done something, right? They specialize in one little thing. We're just a sea of generalists. And I think that's part of our problem.
Because they're called a cardiologist. Should we be called like a kneeologist?
I like that. The Niru.
The Niru.
The Shuru.
Shuru over here.
The Guru.
I think I'd be Shuru.
Shuru.
Shuru. Shuru. Shuru. Shiru, shiru. We need more catchphrases.
The Niru, the Shiru.
We need more catchphrases. But anyway, anybody else? I mean, I think that was some good answers.
No, I think that's it.
Pretty solid. So awesome.
Yeah,
so anyway, I think that's a big topic. I think that's a big conversation. I'd actually love to hear your guys' thoughts, too. I mean, I don't think anything we said was right. I don't think anybody has the right answer, or we would have solved this problem. But I do think we do have a bit of an identity thing. You know, so, you know, we have to get better. We've tried in our local market to do that, right? And we market ourselves and we tell people, and you see it all the time, right? Somebody comes to you when they have a big injury, and then you teach them the way. And then they're proactive in the future, and they're like, you have a relationship with that person probably for their life, right? So you just affected one person, like, and you got them, and then hopefully they're telling their friends before their friends have a significant injury, hey, be proactive about it, come to physical therapy, come try to, you know, help yourself, that type of thing. So it spreads, it just takes time, but, you know, we just have to get on the same page, I guess, right? Group hug? I felt like that was a group hug moment.
All right, elevator door open. Get
up. Elevator door is good. That was way longer than 20 seconds.
Broke.
Awesome. Great episode. Great question. What was the name on that?
Jenna.
Thanks. Good question, Jenna. I thought that was a good question. Thank you so much for submitting that. If you have a question like Jenna or some of our other questions that weren't as awesome as Jenna's, we'll say, head to MikeReynolds.com, click on that podcast link, and there's a form you can fill out where you can ask us any question you want. Fitness, PT, sports performance,
anything
you guys want to talk about. Great.
Draft.
Head to iTunes, Spotify, rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to mikereinold.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at mikereinold.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.